All right, take it easy. Don't be a desperado. And join us here for a little arts spotlight. Good morning to you. I'm Kermit Bowling, General Manager here at Red River Radio. And as you probably know, Associate Conductor of the Shreveport Symphony. And guess what? I'll be conducting music of the Eagles in just a couple of days. Morgan Walker, Executive Director of the Symphony, has joined me in the studio so we can talk about this concert with the Seven Bridges Band, their name taken from one of the songs of the Eagles.
One of my favorite songs, actually.
Yeah, and it's cool because so much of it is, it's not really an a cappella song, but it has that kind of a cappella feel to it. So this is exciting. So the symphony has traditionally around this time of year in January, for quite a while now, done a symphonic rock concert with different bands featuring different tribute performers with live symphony orchestra. I guess backing up the backups.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we're going to be doing.
Yeah. It's a great time. It should be fun. It's this Saturday at 7:30 at Riverview Theater. And tickets are online at ShreveportSymphony.com.
Yeah, they are indeed. And I did check in. I popped in at the seating and seeing that they're selling. They seem to be
they're moving
very steadily, which is good news. So
people are finally awake after the holidays.
After the holidays. Yeah, I know. It's like, well, I'm not yet. I'm trying. And at least for the university, for us here, you know, I mean, we just went back to work just a couple of days ago. So anyway, that's been neither here nor there, but I think everybody's kind of in that state of mind.
Yeah, I think we're all there, but I'm going to have to find a way to wake up before Saturday, and you are too. So.
Absolutely. Well, I have an opportunity during rehearsal, so maybe I'll wake up for that.
Yeah.
But you know, what's part of the process? I mean, because every year is a different tribute, a different different band that's being featured. How did we get to Eagles this time?
Well, you know, there are only so many tributes out there.
Okay.
And each year we just kind of cycle through what we think the region will be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And last year we did a Fleetwood Mac tribute.
which
people loved.
Yeah.
And tickets were actually quite hard to get for that by the end of it. But this year we decided to go with Eagles. It's been a long time. If the symphony has ever done an Eagles,
I was trying to use my recollection, because generally my you know, my mental history, maybe it's my brain's not working too well anymore, but I don't recall one specifically with Shreveport Symphony.
Yeah.
Now, some of the surrounding orchestras, yes, and they have been very successful. Well, you know, Don Henley has a connection to this area,
right?
Particularly with his interest in Caddo Lake, and he's a supporter of you know, maintaining Caddo Lake and all of that.
Yeah.
So, he and of course that band have that regional connection. So, those of you who are hearing about this for the first time and you're going, what, the Eagles, we're going to do an Eagles concert? Yes, this is coming up this weekend. So you have that aspect of things. And of course, I don't know how many hits they have, but it's endless.
And absolutely endless. I mean, I think if you end up at the Sphere in Las Vegas, then I think you've amassed a pretty good,
pretty good, yes.
Pretty good treasure trove of hits, and I secretly actually wanted to go to that that Sphere show with the Eagles, but it didn't work out.
I bet. Well, for a period of time when the band themselves was touring, I think the tribute bands and all that had to cut back, but obviously that has changed.
Yeah. And this one in particular, you know, sort of has the endorsement from the Eagles themselves. You know, they are aware of them and, you know, support what they do. So I'm really excited to see the band.
And that means a lot.
It does mean a lot. Yeah.
From that standpoint. So that is also very cool. You know, the other part of it is that they, not only just the band, but according to Rolling Stone magazine, right?
Mm.
They would know. They
it's
call
a big, Rolling Stone's a big deal.
This quote, the best Eagles tribute on earth.
Well, there you have it.
That is their quote with an exclamation mark.
Right here in Shreveport.
Coming to perform this weekend. So I know that there are a lot of Eagles fans listening to this. And if you have maybe heard other tribute concerts, maybe you've gone to one of the ones that one of the other orchestras are had, but this group is spectacular.
We have a lot of folks that make it sort of a tradition. They come, you know, they may come to a couple of classical concerts throughout the year, but their one mainstay is that they join us every January for the rock show.
Sure. So that's exciting. Again, you can go to ShreveportSymphony.com, probably the easiest way to get your tickets for it. And just look for Seven Bridges. It's the Seven Bridges Band. It will get you to the ticketing gateway there. If you need to call, 318-227-8863, which translates to T-U-N-E, if you're using the letters like I sometimes do, that will also get you to the box office.
Yes.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. I think that the orchestra is as well. And they're like, you know, it's not just that they're great hits and all that. They're also great songs. And
orchestrally,
since I've had a chance to look at the scores and go through them, it's
pretty
really
solid.
Very nicely orchestrated.
Yeah, yeah.
So the orchestra gets to do a lot of the stuff that sometimes you hear the other instruments in the band, and I'm sure they'll be doubled in all of that,
too,
and we'll find out. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's going to be one of your last concerts here in town before you move on to your next thing. Can we talk about it? Because you have been here, you know, I mean, and
almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years.
By the time I leave, it will have basically been 2 years.
Yeah. So
it's my second to last main stage show, which is bittersweet for sure. But we're going to go out with a bang. We've got the Eagles tribute this weekend. And then at the end of the month, we have Mardi Gras New Orleans with trumpeter Byron Stripling. He's incredible.
And he has performed here quite a few times at this point.
Yes. Yeah, he's a regular.
Yeah.
But we're looking forward to having him here. But yes, I will be moving after that concert to Tulsa, Oklahoma. I've taken the position of executive director at the Tulsa Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah. Which is another fine orchestra with... and we have a number of players from their orchestra that actually come and play in the Shreveport Symphony.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I went to visit in November and went to a concert in Tulsa and met several of the musicians, and I saw a lot of familiar faces, which is really nice. So, lots of crossover, actually.
Yeah, which
surprisingly.
Which is really, you know, we have some of the finest musicians in I won't say the country, but I mean, it really
is true. In particular, the region. Yeah,
in the region, and orchestras tend to share when they need someone that's really good.
Yes.
You know, that's what they do. That is true with most of the orchestras in that are closer in, not necessarily as far as Tulsa, but when you think about it, Tulsa's really not that far away.
So. No. Like 5 hours away.
Yeah.
So
there you go. I was just going through Birmingham, and someone mentioned the Alabama Symphony there, which I know a number of our players play for pretty regularly.
Yeah.
I have played for them many years ago. So again, and that's further. So there you go.
It's a small world.
It
classical
is,
music
it
world.
It is. Well, and of course, you know, we wish you the best.
Well, thank you.
I'm going there. So
I'm really gonna miss it here, and all the wonderful people I've met, like Kermit and Michael,
thank
and
you.
So many others. But, you know, sometimes when opportunity calls, you have to take it.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Nothing wrong with that at all. Again, the concert with the Seven Bridges Band is this Saturday evening. It's at 7:30 p.m. It's at Riverview Theater in downtown Shreveport. Again, the website.
ShreveportSymphony.com. The event is on our webpage, or on our homepage, so you should not have trouble finding it. And,
And there are plenty of link-throughs if you go to the Facebook page,
Instagram, everywhere. Yeah.
So you have plenty of opportunities to be able to get your tickets, but don't wait until the last minute, because, you know, we are kind of in a walk-up town. A lot of sales happen
at the last minute. But our lovely box office manager, Diane, would very much appreciate it if you would buy your tickets in advance.
In advance. Oh, come on. Let's make things tough on her. Why not do that? But anyway, Morgan, thank you so much for coming in. I'm looking forward to the concert this Saturday. And those of you who are Eagles fans, this is a great opportunity. Again, it is the best Eagles tribute band. Not only according to Rolling Stones magazines, but even the Eagles themselves.
Yeah.
You know, they give credit to this band too. So
it's going to be great.
Come and join us.
Come see Kermit and me and all of our lovely musicians.
Sounds terrific. And if you're with another organization and you'd like to be featured on a spotlight, give us a call at 800-552-8502. All right. Thanks, Morgan.
Thank you.